This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 88 for Monday, October 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, as a rally in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support. Canola was up by $1 to more than $3, November up $3.30 at $520.40 per ton. A slowdown in seasonal off-the-combine farmer selling added to the strength today as the canola harvest nears completion across most of the prairies. From a chart perspective, the November contract was seen stabilizing in a range between $510 and $525 per ton. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar today did pressure values somewhat, tempering the upside. Losses in Chicago soybeans throughout much of the day also put some pressure on values. In the U.S., activity did end mixed, with soybeans and corn holding near unchanged, but gains in wheat. The November soybean contract was up 0.75 cents at the final bell at 10.21 and a half per bushel. Chinese markets remained closed today for a national holiday, and that limited some export demand. Good Midwestern harvest weather also pressured soybean prices, with trade estimates pegging the harvest at a third complete or more. Meanwhile, dry weather in Brazil was hampering soybean seeding there, as the crop will need more moisture to germinate. That was somewhat supportive. Crude oil was also up sharply today, and the strength in that market was supportive for soy oil. Corn futures, they were also pressured by seasonal harvest pressure and good Midwestern weather today. The December contract holding steady, though, down only 0.25 cents at 379.5 per bushel. The gains in equities and energy markets provided some support. The USDA announced a 160,000-ton sale of corn to Mexico this morning. Wheat futures, they were stronger across the board. The biggest gains in Kansas City wheat, it's up 14.75 cents in December at 524.25 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 11 cents at 584.25 in the December contract. Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the upside, 4 cents higher in December at 535.75. Dryness in Russia and Ukraine accounted for some of the strength in the U.S. futures, as winter wheat seeding in the Black Sea region has been hampered by a lack of moisture. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.